Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and...
From Flagstaff, Arizona. We're joined by Josh Bernstein, and we've got an amazing show to discuss lots of things. The immigration caravan coming up here, trying to literally bolt across our border, which is illegal and unethical. And we have the Khashoggi matter dealing with Saudi Arabia. Josh, are you there?
Yeah,
we have Josh Bernstein.
Trying to work out.
Hi, Josh.
Wasn't working. So.
Yeah, Skype's not working, so... Josh, I'd like to hear your comments on all the major issues cooking. We've got 2 weeks to midterms. We've got the Khashoggi issue. We've got the caravan coming up now, 7,000. If we don't stop this caravan and similar ones in the future, this country is going to get ruined, isn't it?
Well, look, I think this caravan is a really, really bad thing. And isn't it peculiar that there was a recent poll out that said that the Democrats were worried that Hispanic voters were not going to show up to the polls. And now all of a sudden we've got 4,000, you know, Guatemalans or Hondurans or whatever they are at the gates trying to get into the country. Look, I said
right.
This on many other shows, we need to have the military up front and center, right on the border. And I would have them armed and I would have them, you know, ready to engage if need be. I'm not saying that I want violence, but I would say ready to engage if need be and let these people know they're not going to just walk right into our country. They're not going to come here. There's no reason for them to be here. If their countries are so corrupt and so bankrupt morally, ethically, and financially, then there's no reason for them to come here. I don't care about asylum. I don't care about them wanting a better life. Make your own countries better so that you can stay in your own countries. Don't come here. We don't need to be the savior of the world. We can't afford them, number one. And number two, it's not our responsibility to take in these refugees from other countries. And why are our immigration laws less important than immigration laws in Mexico and in other countries? Answer that question.
Well, I think you've crystallized it. Here's a couple issues. It's obvious that people are being paid money in these caravans, and even people joining them from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. And the large majority of them are males, which means a large number of them are gang members and drug pushers, et cetera. And we have no way of vetting. I mean, the legal process for immigration is they could go to their immigration office in their home country, get properly vetted, and then apply either for a work visa to work here, and have proper work conditions like a Procero 2, or to immigrate properly like everybody else. It's unfair to people that go through the legal process to have this caravan literally jump across the border. And if they can't go through the legal process, they're going to try to do it illegally and enter with, these coyotes that will bring them across and pay them, or whatever. So to me, it's really, really bad, isn't it?
It is really bad. And, you know, it's unfair to these people that are coming here as well. But it's certainly unfair to our Border Patrol agents. It's certainly unfair to the overworked and incredibly strong, patriotic ICE agents that are working to keep our neighborhoods, towns, and communities safe. And, again, as I said, we ought to punish. I would put tariffs or I would put sanctions, let's say, from any country that sends us a caravan of people. I would bankrupt their countries if we could to make it easier.
Well, you just stop there. They need to stop the so-called 780-some million that's going to, say, Honduras, if they can't stop it in these other countries. Why do we give them money to try to improve their own country when they don't stay there? It's ridiculous, yeah. Isn't it?
It is.
And if we want a First Arrow 2 program, we certify them. We have a tracker anklet on them. They go to a place where they can actually do their work at half their salary, like Bracero 60, 70 years ago, and then they go back to their home country and get the rest of their salary. They don't stay here. They don't get off campus, so they can go to a city and become a gang member or push drugs or do something else illegal. And we need to control this, and it's the Democrats that are actually doing it. They don't want to put immigration laws in. They're probably their affiliates, their billionaire affiliates and millionaire affiliates, are paying this caravan to come up right before the election. This is not by chance that this is happening now, is it?
No, absolutely not. I would agree with you on that. And look, I think that what we ought to do is we ought to do a moratorium on all legal immigration until the wall is completely built, constructed, and financed and appropriated and paid for. And I would, and however long that takes, I would literally stop all immigration to the United States, legal, illegal, all of it. And that way, we then have our control of our borders. We have the opportunity to know who's in our country, who's out of our country. We build a giant wall on the southern border. Heck, I'd like to see one on the northern border too, but I'd settle for the southern border. And then at that point, then we open up selective immigration to certain countries, and certainly no countries that practice Sharia law shall be allowed to enter the United States. And I hope Right Wing Watch is hearing that, and I hope they write an article about it.
Well, I know that's where I want you to switch. And, you know, I'm a Hebrew believer. I don't like to use even the word Christian because I think it takes away from the fullness. And you're a regular Orthodox Jew. And both of us are in total agreement.
I'm not Orthodox Jew at all. I'm just
not Orthodox. I mean, you're a regular Jew, okay? But anyway, what I'm trying to say is we are in total agreement that we should not be allowing countries that have Sharia law to have this full favored nation status. And the same thing goes on with China. I mean, people don't realize that we're allowing our tech companies to do very evil things to the Chinese people. Now, this latest thing with Khashoggi, there's all kinds of dancing, but they sent in a 15-man team, had a professional autopsy expert cut this man up after they killed him. And, you know, not necessarily he's an ally of America because he worked for Washington Post, that's owned by Bezos. But the fact is he was under our protection. And the fact that they could have a rogue team kill this man, almost certainly there was some kind of agreement in higher levels within the Saudi government. But again, remember, this is not an anomaly. Saudi Arabia's been doing this for a long time. It just didn't reach this level of tenor because probably Khashoggi was going to unveil something that was really bad that Saudi Arabia's doing with this new control freak Saudi prince. And whether he knew or not, these people aren't in control of what's going on. They regularly have Sharia law. They push their form of Wahhabism, which is extremely dangerous around the world. People don't need to realize what's going on, don't they?
They do, and here's the thing that I've heard about this, you know, whole Khashoggi thing, is that
right.
Number one, he went on television and also in print and has been a big critic of the Saudi royal family. That was number
right.
one. But number two, they hired a forensic pathologist to
right.
go in there as part of the 15-man team, find this guy. This was not an interrogation that went wrong. This is not an interrogation at all. This was a planned assassination. They got the guy in the consulate. They strapped him down. And here's the thing. They actually killed him and cut him up while he was alive. Let's not forget that.
Right.
They dismembered this
right.
man while he was breathing and alive. According to his Apple Watch or whatever it was a 7-minute torturous rest of his existence. And, you know, what's going to happen about this and you know, whether or not...
Well, let me give you a suggestion. Steve, I'll run this by you. What about if we and the American government say we demand the entire 15-man team get turned over to the United States justice system and we investigate it, and if we find that they are guilty of this murder, which we almost certainly suspect that's what happened, that they will be executed. And this should send a lesson to Saudi Arabia. No more will you execute anybody, a journalist, even if they criticize the government, that you'll have open media. And if you do this again, we're going to send tactical teams in and decapitate the regime. How about that?
Well, look, I'll say this. This is a difficult situation for the President of the United States to be in. Obviously, we've had closer ties with Saudi Arabia. You know, we've had arms deals with them. They've helped us curb the threat from Iran and other, you know.
Well, they actually need us more than we need them. And I think
I would
just demand that they turn over the team.
It's a fluid and quite.
Yeah, I can't hear you much because of the business coming in.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And we're coming back. And I think we beat that last story to death. So let's talk about Cory Booker and some of the latest shenanigans of this character.
Yeah, well, look, Cory Booker, you know, not only did he admit in 1992 to sexually assaulting a girl, a classmate of his, in New Jersey. But now there's a story that in 2014, there's a male, gay male Democrat, by the way, identifies as a Democrat, reached out to Ronan Farrow from the Me Too movement, and Ronan Farrow actually passed on it because it's so devastating against Cory Booker, who has presidential aspirations, that he didn't want to completely destroy the guy. Well, guess what? The story's out there, and it looks like you can call Cory Booker maybe Bathhouse Cory or Bathhouse Booker. Let's call him Bathhouse Booker from now on, because it looks like in 2014 he approached a gay male in a restroom and solicited him for an oral sex occasion here, according to this long report. Now, this is a situation similar to a Christine Blasey Ford. Only difference is that this person has remained anonymous. They have not come forward. But if we're going to use the same standards as Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, then Cory Booker is guilty. He has to be guilty. Because, again, it's an allegation, and we're supposed to throw due process down the toilet. And so, therefore, as we're going by the new standards of the left, we have to say that Bathhouse Booker is guilty. We need a full investigation. I don't know where the FBI is, but they're running late on this story. They need to get out there, and they need to do a full investigation. How does it feel, lefties? How does it feel, Bathhouse Booker?
Wow. That's amazing.
Just throwing it back in their faces, so hopefully Right Wing Watch will run with this one, too. But the bottom line, it's an allegation, it's out there, and according to the new standards that they gave to Brett Kavanaugh, this has to be true. So in other words, this is, you're now guilty, Bathhouse Booker is guilty until he's proven that he can prove that he's innocent. Because we're using the non-due process claims of the left against Brett Kavanaugh. That's the new way to do things when there's accusations, because we don't believe in due process anymore in America, and certainly not in the Democratic Party, so we want to use the same guidelines so that they'll feel comfortable about this situation.
Well, I got an idea for you based on your treatise. Why don't we call this, like a sign I saw, that protesting against Kavanaugh, they said Kavan, K-A-V-A-N, N-A-W. Why don't we call this Kavanaughing Booker?
Yes, exactly, and that's what we're going to do. And you know what? Here's the thing. I'm surprised at Right Wing Watch. This is the most vile organization on the face of this earth. They're part of the American, what is it, the People for the Un-American and Unethical Ways is what they are. They're a sub-branch of them. They're basically the attack dog. They're the equivalent. China is PFAW, and Right Wing Watch is, you know, Kim Jong-un in North Korea. They're the junkyard dog that does all the attacking. But here's the thing. Last week, I attacked Cocaine Chris Coons, and I exposed his Tower Hill Preparatory School and the cocaine parties and the and all the sex parties that he had in his school, and not a peep from Right Wing Watch. Then I attacked Crazy Maisie Hirono, and I talk about the flight school that she backed, by the way, that she ignored sexual harassment claims at. Right Wing Watch was completely silent. Then I did Heidi the Hypocrite, Heidi Heitkamp, and I talked about the Wahpeton Indian School, in which there was multiple stories of abuse that she ignored as the Attorney General. And again, absolutely nothing. They were silent. You know why? Because they know that every single one of those stories is 100% factually correct and true. And what did they do last week to attack me and you? They said, Josh Bernstein says that Alec Baldwin should be arrested for treason. That's how weak and pathetic. They're worse than circus lemonade. They're as weak as it gets because they go after a quote, but they won't go after a story because they know damn well I did my research and my homework and I put the truth out there, which is what I do each and every week with my reputation. So Right Wing Watch knows it, and that's why they are pathetic.
Yeah, and the problem is that they don't serve human decency, common sense, logic, or the legal due process. What do they serve? They try to serve extremism and mob rule, and try and in a sense it's the form of a soft informational coup is what it is, isn't it?
It is, and the guy at the head of it, or one of the guys at the head of it, this guy Kyle Mantilla, he is about the weakest person on the left possible. I have approached him many times through social media communications and have asked him to put his money where his mouth is, to come on the Josh Bernstein show, have the guts, have the testicle, you know, and fortitude to come on the show and debate me on any subject, on any matter. It doesn't matter what it is. And he has done nothing but run and cut and put his tail between his legs. He's a wimp. He's pathetic. His organization is pathetic. I love when they attack me because, again, you know, it helps me get my name out there more and more. But, man, would I love to have a one-on-one civil debate with him. I'll let him speak, and then we'll have a conversation. I will record it, make sure that it's not edited on his side. We get the full story, and I will run that all over social media, blow it up everywhere, and I will expose him to the weak-minded, pathetic person that he truly is. But I'll do it with a smile on my face, and I'll do it professional, and I'll do it courtesy. But he
exactly. In other words, what you're doing is an informational autopsy of his ideas.
I will intellectually eviscerate him on my show and expose him to the rest of the world, and I would be more than happy to do it. But he would never take that challenge because he's a pathetic, weak-minded, and can't stand behind his own convictions of his ideologies. And if his ideas are so great and the left are so great, then put them up against mine, and let's let the audience decide. Let's have a civil, courteous debate, an intellectual debate. I will let him speak, as I said before. I'd be happy to do it anytime, any topic, but it'll probably be the last thing he ever writes and the last thing he ever does because he will be exposed like he's never been exposed before. And that's a challenge to you, Kyle. That's a challenge to you, buddy. Step up. I dare you.
What do you think is going to happen in the midterm? What's your analysis of it so far? Because you're a good poker player. I see the House as a toss-up. I see the Senate as possibly getting 3 or 4 GOP. But if the House goes to the I call the demon rats, like Judge Pirro talks about, same term I use, it's going to get really ugly, isn't it?
It is. I think my prediction is this. Heidi Heitkamp is gone. There's no point even discussing it. She's absolutely gone. She's losing by 18 to 24 points, last I've heard. So she's completely gone. There's no question about it. That's a takeover. Then you have Florida. You have Rick Scott. and Ben Nelson, or Bill Nelson, who, by the way,
right.
Was looking for...
Keep that thought. We'll be right back. We're on commercial break right now. Yeah, when you're on, guys, they just found you, they'll cut you off. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Your analysis of the midterms, you were there at the Nevada, Arizona meeting.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah, I was...
Donald Trump there.
Yeah, I was actually at the Arizona rally on Friday. I was an invite guest from the White House. And I sat with the press in the press box. So it was kind of weird when everyone... When President Trump said the fake news media and pointed at all of us, and I'm sitting there going, no, I'm not one of them, believe me. So that was kind of funny. But I did interview some of the protesters outside, all 15 of them. So really there was like barely any protesters at all, which was a good sign. And President Trump did mention in his speech when I was there that he said that early returns are showing Martha McSally in a lead. So that's also good news as well. I don't know what's going to happen. I think, you know, you're looking at Heidi Heitkamp being gone. There's literally no question about that. I would say with the new developments of Claire McCaskill and how she's been caught lying on camera undercover, I would assume that Josh Hawley is probably going to win that seat too. So that's the second takeover. And, you know, let's assume that John Tester loses in Montana. That could be the third takeover. And then you also have races, I'm trying to think of the takeover races. Arizona would be a stay if Miss Sally won. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson, who, by the way, was fundraising during the hurricane. That's how much he cares about Floridians. That could be a good one, and if Rick Scott wins that, that would be another takeover. And then if we can hold some of the other ones, like Marsha Blackburn holds, Ted Cruz holds, and some of these other ones that are out there, then we should be in good shape. I'm assuming we're going to have somewhere between a absolute minimum, okay, a minimum of two takeover seats in the Senate, and probably as much as five or six. I think that's a pretty fair assessment, and I'd put my name on that one. As far as the House is concerned, it's a very, very different animal. The House is a very big animal. It's all over the country. There's so many seats that are in play, in both directions. I don't necessarily think there's going to be a blue wave, nor do I think there's going to be a red wave. It's either going to be a blue trickle or a red trickle, likely a blue trickle, unfortunately. And if they do, it's going to be a very small margin. I would say anywhere between 8 and maybe 16-seat advantage when it's all said and done. But we'll see what happens. I mean, look, if we end up losing the House, then the Democrats, and we end up gaining those seats that I'm talking about in the Senate, then the Democrats are going to basically just be in cruise control for the next 2 years, assuming that President Trump vetoes all of their horrible legislation, which likely he would. So they're going to be in cruise control for 2 years. They're going to show their true spots of who they are for two solid more years, which is going to get Republicans even more mad and upset. And then we're going to go out in 2020 and absolutely demolish them to re-elect President Trump. So, you know, are they going to start proceedings for impeachment? It's possible. It might not even happen, because if the Speaker of the House is Nancy Pelosi, she's been in Washington for, you know, 900 years. So she knows how things go. She knows how things work. She knows that if she does try to impeach him, that it's going to die in the Senate, especially if we win four or five extra more seats. So there's no point. He's not going to get convicted in the Senate. So there's no point in wasting the time. I think what they're doing is they're trying to say that they're going to do that to encourage their base to show up. But their base of Marxist leftists are going to be very, very upset once they do, if they do win, hopefully they don't, win the House, because they're not going to impeach the president, because they're not going to have the ability to do it, because it's going to die in the Senate. So they're going to waste their time, and they're going to placate to their base and do these investigations, and that's going to really make Americans mad and will put Republicans in an excellent position for 2020.
Yeah, in other words, if a House goes Democrat, it'll actually guarantee a bigger House takeover by the Republicans and the Senate in 2020 and a re-election of Trump. Yeah, I agree.
That is a fact.
So in other words, that is the only possible negative effect. The positive effect would be that the House still remains Republican. But if the Democrats take over, the House will be in cruise control, and unfortunately it'll tie Trump up so we can't get the legislation for immigration.
Right.
He may be able to get some infrastructure.
You won't see the wall. You won't see any of those things. The only thing that you would see would be infrastructure, which would be horrible. And I'll tell you why it would be horrible. Because it's a Democrat wish list. It's on their Santa Christmas list every single year to spend more money on infrastructure. And yet they'd have a Republican conservative president putting that on the books. I don't know. I'm against it. I would literally tell them, fine, if you want this infrastructure, you want to rebuild our airports and tunnels and bridges and everything else, fine, you give me my wall. And not only do you give me my wall, but you appropriate all of the funds for it and sign a separate bill stating that regardless of who's in control of power of the purses in Congress, that the wall will be built with these monies and these appropriated funds cannot be used for any other purpose. Then, yeah, I'd be fine for an infrastructure deal. But it must include the full wall.
Exactly.
So I think he would have bargaining power.
But I would also include missile defense, because I think another thing I'd like you to comment on is the Strategic Arms Limitation Agreement that came in the late 1980s, and is the Russians have violated repeatedly. And now we have China making comments and not even part of the agreement. We need to have an agreement with both Russia and China that they're not going to exceed the standards that allow to put America in grave danger. And Trump, of course, wants to appropriate monies to give us missile defense and weaponized space to protect us. But I think we need to have a fully agreement to start all over again for both Russia and China. And also stop proliferation, because these two countries that proliferate weapons to Iran and North Korea, and possibly also Venezuela, is in the offing looking to get proliferated as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But also, you know, they laughed at Ronald Reagan when he talked about the Strategic Defense Initiative, Star Wars. But guess what? It helped, end the Cold War by putting weapons in space as well as in Poland and elsewhere. So, and in Europe. So again, you know, you can't laugh at the President of the United States for saying Space Force. I mean, I know the left is doing it, CNN, MSNBC, all the rest of them are laughing at this whole Space Force thing. But the bottom line is, with our technology these days, we need another branch of government. Again, I'm not a big government person. I don't want to see the creation of new government entities. But to create a Space Force is certainly necessary in this century, absolutely. So I am hoping that we do create that and that, you know, that becomes, you know, the most significant thing, because when we're going to fight future wars, it's not necessarily going to be with sound as much. It's going to be more robotics. It's going to be more drones. It's going to be more lasers. It's going to be more missiles. It's not going to be, quote unquote, you know, storming the gates of a country and going in there and shooting everybody and taking out their leaders. It's really not going to be that type of warfare anymore.
No, it'll be a very tech war, right?
Said, the Space Force is extremely important. And here's the thing. I'll add another one. Why don't we go to a seventh branch and call it the Border Patrol Force and put them down there permanently?
Yeah, I have a branch of the military down there, you mean?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, like, look, if we have permanent military presence in different countries around the world, you know, like South Korea and Germany and others, why not we do a permanent one right on the border in the United States?
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It's
not just Border Patrol, but Border Military.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just permanent Border Patrol.
What I've heard is that the border we have now has slowed down to some extent the number of people coming across, but not the drug trade. They cut through it with torches, drive their truck across, all kinds of things, go to a safe house. So I agree, totally agree, they need a military force on the border.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, look, I would say that there's probably four things that we could do that would ensure the integrity of the voting process for years to come. It would eliminate stuffing ballots. It would eliminate catching people on camera saying that we've been cheating in elections for 50 years and we're never going to stop. I think the first thing you do is you'd put a temporary moratorium on anyone that is on public assistance. So if you're on welfare, you automatically lose your right to vote temporarily until you're off of welfare. The only caveat would be for seniors that are retired on Social Security, pensions, and what have you, and or people that unfortunately are, you know, medically or physically enabled or impaired, if you will, and, you know, they have no choice. Then obviously if they're on that kind of assistance, you obviously need to let them vote. But if you're just a able-bodied person, you know, that is on welfare, I would say that you would lose your right to vote until you're off of welfare. The next thing you would do is you would eliminate early voting 100%, again, with very few exceptions for the elderly and medically infirmed. But basically what we want to do is we want to eliminate all early voting. Because the longer you have the ability to vote, the less and more likely your vote could be changed with or messed with or whatever. So that would be the other thing. The third thing would be to eliminate all electronic voting machines permanently and go back to paper ballots. That is the only real true way to get rid of some of the voter fraud that we found in some of the Soros-owned machines. And then the other thing that I would do is I would raise the voting age from 18 to a minimum of 21, but I would rather see 25 or even 30. Now, I know people are going to hear that and go, oh, my God, that is so extreme. But you know what? The bottom line is when you're that young, 18 years old, and you don't have a lot of life experience, you've never paid taxes, you've barely been working, you don't have a family, you don't have all of the burdensome things that we all deal with as adults, you really can't make an informed decision. And when you're young, you're idealistic, you're more liberal, you're more, you know, feeling indestructible, which is one of the reasons why the healthcare of Obamacare never worked, because they based it on getting young people to get into the system when they feel like they don't need insurance. So a lot of those factors come into this. I would raise the voting age to where, you know, you're a lot older, 21, 25 years old. And I know the left is going to be like, well, if you can fight and die in wars at 18, you should be able to vote. Well, yeah, I get that too. But ultimately, what we're doing is we're protecting you from yourself by raising the voting age. So those are some of the things that I would love to do if I was president or in a cabinet. Those are the things that I would recommend.
What do you think after the election Trump's agenda will be if he maintains the House and the Senate? What do you think his agenda will be?
President Trump's, what his agenda will be? I guess it's going to depend on what happens. I mean, if he gets four or five Senate seats, then, you know, I think he'll be in really good shape. If we lose the House, I think his agenda is going to be to do whatever he can to combat impeachment proceedings and investigations. He does have executive privilege. He can, you know, he doesn't have to go under oath. He doesn't have to testify on his behalf. He does have executive privilege. Let's not forget that Barack Obama, you know, refused to testify on a whole host of things when Republicans took over Congress. So I would assume President Trump would do more of the same, and he would have his veto pen ready to get rid of and zap really bad legislation that would affect the Make America Great Again agenda.
I think of the first possibility is, let's say we maintain the House, but by a very narrow margin, maybe one or two House members, but three or four, say, senators. The first agenda is he needs to put an infrastructure bill in. The second agenda, that infrastructure has to include the wall. And the next thing is an immigration bill that actually has legislation that fixes a mess that the Democrats won't fix. And then the third issue is not one big giant bill like Obamacare, but more bills like they did with the veterans to fix the various aspects of health care to make it affordable for Americans, but to put it back to the individual so the doctor and the patient are in control, not state or federal government. Right?
Yeah, I think those are all great things to talk about and to do. I certainly agree with you, as I said earlier, about the infrastructure plan must include the wall. But again, not just including the wall, but appropriating the funds for the wall and having a separate bill that states that those funds that have been appropriated to build the wall cannot be used, regardless of who's in power in Congress, for any other purposes but to construct the wall. So I would make sure that that was part of it, of course. As far as immigration is concerned, you know, I think there's a couple of things we can do. Number one, we've got to go to a merit-based system. We've got to get rid of the visa lottery, and we've got to get rid of chain migration. And as long as we get rid of those things, maybe we do a one-time, last-time, final-time DACA, one time, that's it, and give, you know, 800,000 of these kids the last amnesty of America. You know, you're grandfathered in. This is no more. No more after that. And then at that point, we won't have to worry about it because we'll have cut off the gravy train, which would have been the chain migration. We would have cut off the other gravy train, which would have been the visa lottery. We have mandatory e-verify. We build the wall. We control our borders. And everybody's happy. We've got a safer, more secure, you know, country. There's nothing radical about that. There's nothing right-wing about that. It's just natural to want to protect yourself from people invading your country. What's wrong with that?
Well, what about an immigration day? All those features you mentioned have a specific day that we actually have a holiday of. It's the day when industry and states have to put a specific number in either for a work visa program or immigration, and then we have to vet every single person that either comes to work here or comes to try to immigrate. And the industry and the states have to put a specific number in, and we vastly reduce that number because we don't want a massive – like I heard a statement yesterday at Fox that they did a poll in 147 million Central and South Americans, not even including the Middle East and elsewhere, want to emigrate to America. That's insane, isn't it?
Oh, totally insane. I mean, we only have, what, 329 million people in the country, something like that?
Right.
I don't know what the last census was. And so, yeah, I mean, you're talking more than almost half of that would be foreign-born. That would be horrible. Look, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We need a moratorium on legal immigration. We need to stop legal immigration for a certain amount of time, at least until we get our borders in check. I mean, how can you have a situation in which you allow people to come to your country, you don't know who they are, how long they're going to be here, where they came from, you can't vet them, and yet you're bringing in more people, whether legal or illegal? You cannot keep and control and maintain a country like that. It just doesn't work. So I think we need to have protocols in place that actually slow down and or stop legal immigration, certainly get our borders in check, and we build the wall, and we put in all of these different things that we want to do to enable America to be a more secure country, not just, you know, national security-wise, but financially, so that we can get to a point where we have everything controlled, and at that point, the people that are here legally will be able to prosper much more, and the people that are here illegally will not. That's it. We need to cut off the carrot, cut off the incentive to come here illegally, get rid of birthright citizenship, get rid of the visa lottery, get rid of the the chain migration. These are some of the things that must be done in order to control the integrity of our borders and the long-standing health of our nation.
Excellent points. I heard one thing a few years ago that there are literally entire aircrafts coming in from China of women that are pregnant because if they're not a senior member of the Communist Party, their second child doesn't necessarily get Chinese citizenship. So they come to places like Chino, California, deliver their child so they go back to China as an American citizen. They can get back here to university or to work, and there's no barriers. That's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent ideas, Josh, as always. Again, go visit Josh at patreon.com/Josh Burton. If you do the simulcast video as well. Thank you for an amazing show, Josh. We were joined by Kelby Smith, his advocate, and Bob Vineyard from Clearwater Systems. And then our special 3-hour, 3rd-hour guest, David Tavares, has got more shocking news. Better have your tray table in the upright and locked position, your seatbelt on. Lots of amazing information, shocking truth, and documents like a minigun. Deborah has for each day.
Field Eagle MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. And pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and
with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.